Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Some good stuff out here at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. Doing our usual Beaumont thing, having a lot of fun out here. And I want to thank Miller Lite and Coors Light for having us out here. Those two, they're one of the reasons we're here. And Miller Lite buckets for $12 if you come out and are hanging out at Luke's Ice House with us. And it is starting to hop, so... If you're stuck in traffic, don't run over anybody. Just be patient. We'll be here till 7. We're not going anywhere until then. And we're also giving away Red Roof Inn stays. So
nice.
Alyssa Baker gets to be the first winner of the Red Roof Inn. So if you're here, Alyssa, congratulations. And if you're not, well, they can take that back. I don't care. This is where we kind of go through the NFL against the lines. And we'll also have RJ Bell at 5:30. 6 o'clock, we'll go over some of the college picks again. We will not be on Sports Map today, though, because...
What?
Aggie basketball? Yes, on Sports Map 94.1.
They are going to get wrecked today. Their whole team is suspended. They're a bunch of dirtbags. What are we doing?
What are they doing getting suspended?
They're violating team rules. What do all college kids do to get suspended?
Smoke weed.
They don't... Yeah, it's smoke probably weed, smoking weed.
Smoke weed or have girls in the room.
One of the others.
It's one of those two.
Or
shoplifting in China.
Yeah.
Could be that.
Could be a curfew thing. You never know. Mm. But, yeah. Aggie, like, three of their best players are suspended today. I have no idea how they're... And they're playing in Germany. I don't know.
Beer garden.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to compete with West Virginia, who I think is pretty good.
All right, let's go through the NFL. We start with Vikings at the Redskins. Vikings 1.5-point road favorites at Washington. I think I'm going to lean. Skin here.
I'm leaning skin as well. I still think Washington's better than what their record looks, and I still feel like Minnesota's probably a little bit overinflated. I think Minnesota's good. I just don't think they're as good as they look.
I still think at some point Case Keenum has to turn into a pumpkin.
Got to.
Right?
He's Case Keenum.
Yeah, and. I think we may see Theodore Bridgewater before the end of the game. I'm going to throw that out there.
All right.
Packers with Brett Hundley, +6 at Chicago. And I got to say, I ordinarily, you know, I like to play the dogs. I can't find a reason to play the Packers here because I thought Brett Hundley could play. Guess what? You guys say we never admit when we're wrong. I was wrong.
Yeah,
that guy is a dog.
Bears -6 is the play. Brett Hundley is not the worst starting quarterback in the league right now.
Tom Savage.
But he's probably the second worst starting quarterback in the league right now. Brett Hundley is awful.
He's a mobile Tom Savage.
And I've been waiting to see like something out of the guy to make me think that he doesn't totally suck, but he's really, really crappy.
I loved him in college. I really thought he was going to be a really good pro. And I was wrong.
He's really good at throwing behind the line of scrimmage. Anything?
Well, he's also good at missing his receiver by a good 3 or 4 yards. He's good at that. Maybe five yards.
Anything more than 5 yards downfield, that's out of his range. So we're...
He can run. He can take off running.
Okay. Well, what happens when the defense realizes you can't throw and all he can do is run?
He can take off running.
Yeah, okay.
Get 2 yards.
Yeah, I like Bears there.
Yeah, I do too.
Especially road Packers suck anyway.
Yeah.
Road Packers without Aaron Rodgers, no thanks.
But I'll be honest, it's not like... Mitch Trubisky is that much better?
No, he's
on the
not.
Other side. Let's be honest about that. Steelers,
but the Bears are built to play with a crappy quarterback. They've been doing that for last
50 years.
Yeah, 50 years. That's what they're about.
Steelers -10 at Colts. Ordinarily, I'm not about giving up 10 points, but I think the Steelers c- coming off their bye week. The offense is going to get it together. I think they eat this week. I don't know if I'm going to play it because, like I said, it's the NFL. I don't like giving 10 points. But I have a sneaking suspicion the Steelers are going to totally Louis C.K. these guys.
It could happen. I'm not playing it. If I were to play it, I would take the Colts, who I think are maybe a little bit underrated. It seems like every week they're disrespected on the line, including last week, including the week before against Cincinnati.
I loved them last week, but this week is a different animal. They're playing an offense that can actually complete passes. They just cut their best cornerback.
He their best cornerback?
Yeah, I think he was.
I mean, on paper at the beginning of the year, he was their best cornerback. But on the field on Sundays, he's not been their best cornerback.
No, but I still think I saw those guys out there. I saw how open the Texans receivers were, and Savage couldn't get him the ball. Ben hasn't been great this year, but he's going to get those guys the ball. They're going to have a big game. I think Le'Veon Bell runs all over him. I don't think this is going to be close.
All right.
Jaguars minus 4.5 at home against the Los Angeles Chargers.
Honestly, I started looking at the Chargers this week, and I might be stupid for saying this. The Chargers aren't as bad as people think they are, and this may be a team that I look to ride later in the second half of the season. The Chargers lost those first two games, I mean, by the skin of their teeth. They could have won either one of those games.
Yep.
They should have won either one of those games.
But they had an idiot kicker.
Yeah.
It cost them the game.
Kickers lost them the game. That kicker's gone. Their other three losses are to quality teams. I think maybe, and they were in all those games. They haven't been blown out this year. I think maybe the Chargers are a little bit underrated. At first glance, I was on the Jags. I think I'll be on the Chargers this week.
Outside of three, I am on the Chargers as well. I think, listen, I like the Jags. I think they're going to win the division now because the Texans are dead. But I think this Chargers team can keep it close. The Jags don't really have a great home edge. Their home edge is when they go to England. So
that is when they're at their best.
Yeah, so give me the Chargers here. Jets minus 2.5 at Buccaneers. Honestly, AJ, if you gave me $100 and said bet this for me, I would give it back and say go buy beer instead. I have no interest in this game, but if you're making me pick against the line, I'll take the home dogs here with the Bucs.
I'll take the Jets. Bucs without Jameis Winston, I've got no interest.
The way he's playing, they're almost better with
maybe so.
The backup. But
did you see Ryan Fitzpatrick
last
week?
Well, he was
week?
Pretty awful, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. Well, that whole game was just a disaster.
And this will be an ugly game, too. I'm out on this game. I've got no interest in it.
Titans minus 4.5 at home against Bengal. Started 3.5. That point doesn't really bother me because
no.
It was already outside of three.
I like the Titans here. Bengals, underrated, horrible team in the NFL. I think people don't realize how bad the Bengals team is because they've been consistently solid for the last 5-6 years.
They're not that. Their offensive
this is
line
awful.
Is awful. Their offensive line in the past was really good. It's crap this year. Andy Dalton has not been good,
nope.
Part because of that. Defensively, they're not as strong as they used to be either. Having said that, I think they cover the 4.5.
I don't.
I mean, I'm not as enamored with the Titans as most people. I'm not playing that game either. Saints minus 3 at your Buffalo Bills.
I tend to lean Buffalo here, getting points at home. I think the Saints are good. Saints in the elements of Buffalo in November, I'll probably lean Buffalo and take a few points.
I'm going to jump on the Bills here. I was hoping to get to 3.5. It's not going to, I don't think. But I like the Bills here quite a bit. I mean, especially, no disrespect to the Saints, who I think are a very good football team and have won 6 in a row. But going into Buffalo, I don't know what the weather's going to be like, but it's not going to be pleasant. And I think the Bills get it done here, and they get some turnovers and look a lot better than they did in that Thursday night disaster against the Jets. Okay, Lions minus 10.5, v. Browns.
Give me the Browns. I mean, I think the Lions are solid, and the Lions, kind of like the Chargers, are a team that I'll probably play a lot as the season goes on. Most of their problems have come in the red zone, but they're pretty good at moving the ball around. I just think 10.5 might be too much.
Yeah.
It's not a play for me because I'm not looking to play the Browns anymore. Because they've let me down too many times.
Right.
But 10.5 is too many points to give with the Lions, who are a good, not great team.
Right. If this were the Eagles giving 10.5, I'd be all over
it. It's different.
But in this case, I can't play it either, but I'm with you. If I did play it, I'd take the Browns. Cowboys plus 3 at Falcons. I like the Cowboys here quite a bit, even without Zeke Elliott. I think they're going to go in there and play very well. The Falcons have not been that great at home against the spread in particular. The Falcons are two games away. They should have two more losses, frankly. They're not the same team. They miss Kyle Shanahan. I like the Cowboys a lot. This is one of my bigger plays of the week.
Yeah, this is a must-win for the Falcons. I just don't know that they're going to be able to do it. They are not the same team offensively, like you said. And I'm passing mostly because I want to see what Dallas, what they do in the run game. And if there's a lot more load put on Dak Prescott, I'm curious to see how they respond. And if Atlanta's going to get their passing game right, this is a good week to do it.
Yeah.
But it's if I had to make a play on it, it would be Dallas.
Giants opened at plus 1. Now they're minus 3 at San Francisco.
I'll take Niners plus 3.
I will take Niners plus 3 as well.
The Giants.
And if that line moves outside of 3, I will pounce on it.
The Giants are just as crappy as the Browns or the Niners. They just luck boxed into a win somehow. It's
yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, they beat the crap out of the Broncos when the Broncos went south is what happened. But I think that they're really, really bad. And, I think that the Giants, Ben McAdoo's losing that team quickly. And the 49ers are not – Kyle Shanahan's not losing that team. They believe in what he's doing. They're competitive in all these games. I think they're competitive. They may even win this game. In fact,
and I think we may see Garoppolo in the second half of this game.
You may see some. I may see some Niners money line this week if it's at 3.
Patriots minus 7.5 at the Broncos. Broncos are a mess right now, but Patriots never play well in Denver. I got to stay away from this game.
That's why I'm staying away. It seems like that number seems almost too good to be true.
Yeah, and I would lean Bronco, but I can't play that game. And your Houston Texans. Plus 11 at Ram.
Pick your number. You can't bet the Texans right now.
Yeah.
The Rams are a good team. The Texans are in the conversation for worst team in the NFL right now. So I think the Rams just wrecked them.
Yeah, what worries me is I want to take the Texans to cover here, but the Rams have speedy receivers, and we've seen what those guys do to the Texans' defense.
Robert Woods going to feast.
Yeah. So I can't play because I can't give 11, but that's the direction I would go.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Poor Tom Savage. You think you see TJ Yates this week?
No, I think you see a better effort out of Savage this week, but it's not going to be good enough. That, especially, you don't think Wade Phillips has got a little bug up his ass?
Oh, yes.
So, yeah.
Plus, the Rams have a pretty good player on that defensive line. You may have heard of him. So we'll see if
JJ.
He's not JJ Watt.
Oh, okay.
No.
Von Milt.
No. Oh, okay. He's another guy. You probably never heard of him.
Yeah, probably not.
John, what am I doing here, bud? Allied Outdoor Solutions. I thought you might say that. Listen, you want to spend time outdoors when the weather's like this, but you probably have a crappy old patio with a bunch of cracks in it, or a grayed out pool deck, and you're like, man, it bums me out to sit out here because I'd like to just tear all this junk out and put down a stone patio and it would look awesome, but I don't have that kind of dough. What am I, Fred Fowler? I don't have that kind of dough. Well, good news. The pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions, they can renovate that faded pool deck or grayed out patio with carved stone. Carved stone overlay gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's troweled, hand carved, custom colored for your home, so it looks great, twice as strong as concrete. And Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing it all out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom. It's at I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sportsbook. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
We are back on The Blitz at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. West Virginia and Aggie underway. College basketball season underway. 5-0 start for West Virginia. So that's exactly what I had hoped for if you're following my wagers. I'd be okay with Aggie losing 100-0 tonight. That'd be fine with me.
I'd be okay with 8-0.
8-0 would work.
8-0 would be just fine.
Yeah, that's all. 7. Well, you've got 7. I would get 6.5. But yeah, so we'll go with 8-0. I want you to win too. We'll all be winners today.
Yeah.
It's always a good time. Thank you, my man. We got some beer out here in Beaumont
now.
So
nice. What'd you go for?
Miller Lite, of course.
Okay,
good call. Miller Lite and Coors Light, who have us out here, our good friends at Miller Lite. So I'm drinking Miller Lite, of course.
Of course you are.
Of course I am.
So good stuff.
Yes.
How excited are you for college basketball wagering?
For wagering, I'm very excited. I always have to explain to people, like, I'm not really a college basketball fan. It's kind of boring to me, but when you find something that makes you money, you just kind of you deal with it, and that's what
I've
done.
How much would it take for you to do play-by-play of selected college basketball games if you had money on it? That would be hard, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That was like when I was I did a stretch where I was calling races, and if I had money on the race, you could tell.
Yeah, you go all Musburgery. Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Spanky's dream is going to down the stretch. Yeah. Even though he had the pace all to himself, he's going to finish fourth.
What a piece of
garbage.
I hope they put him down.
Yeah, I hope I'm eating him as a hamburger tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I don't know. Play-by-play for basketball, I think, would be rough for me anyway.
Calling a horse race is the hardest thing I've ever done.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's especially at Sam Houston, because there's a – at night, there's a dark spot on the far turn, and you just lose the horses. You can't tell who's who for about good 5 or 6 seconds. So
I should recommend they put up a light there.
Well, there is a light there, but it's just from where you're sitting in the announcer's box, you just can't see it. So that's where I would always kind of drag it out. And they're on the far turn. And once again, it's...
And horses.
Yeah, that just happened. And... 49 asks, are there any hotties out there? Yeah, I've seen a few.
Yeah.
There's
like 100 hot chicks out here, and they're all looking to do you. So
yeah,
come on out
that's
to
right.
Luke's.
And you know what?
Who asked that?
They're even going to let you. You know what else they're going to do?
Who asked that?
Well, a texter. It was on the text line.
Yeah, they said, hey, is that guy who's
that number 409?
That 409, whatever his phone number is. Is he coming out tonight? Because I really want to get with that dude.
No, what I think she said is that I'm okay watching you.
Yeah, they won't let you sleep with them, but they will let you Louis C.K. them. Like, you can You can go to their hotel. They'll go to your hotel room, and then you can just take care of business in front of them. That's okay with them.
Yeah.
Louis C.K. always asked.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And so they've also.
Now, that didn't mean they always said yes, but he always asked, and then he did it.
Well, he says they said yes.
Did he?
Yeah.
I thought his apology just said, I always asked before I did it.
Well, and then he said, and I never did it when they said no because.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was what he said. And he
said, Louis C.K. is like a gentleman amongst perverts, clearly.
Right,
like,
right. In the pantheon of perverts,
right.
He's probably the nicest one.
Like, that's really nice, like, to ask permission to pull your pants down in front of a woman who doesn't want it. Much better than, like, a Bill Cosby who's on the other end of the spectrum who, like, knocks you out with drugs and then does what he wants to anyway. That is not good. None of it's good. But
no, none of it's good.
Right.
Somebody said, I have a badminton tournament tomorrow. I want AJ to commentate and do it like Chris Collinsworth.
You have a badminton tournament. I don't want to be your friend.
Exactly.
I'll just keep it real. If you play competitive badminton, you and I are probably not going to end up being buddies. You're a weirdo.
I was about to say something inappropriate. Big dog, no Mid-County Madness talk. You are in Beaumont. Yeah, but our listeners are in Houston. Nobody
I got to tell you the truth. I don't even know what Mid-County Madness is. I know
Wes was over there talking about how people camp out to go to the high school game.
Yeah, that's even weirder than badminton contest. Like, if you care about high school football games and your kid's not on the team, that's weird. I'm just throwing that out there. It's weird.
Interesting.
I know that it's an unpopular opinion around here. I get it. I'm just letting you know. If you care about a high school football game and your kid isn't playing in it, I think we should do a background check on you before you even are allowed into the stadium.
You may not be allowed in the stadium.
Yeah.
You may not be allowed within 500 yards of it.
Who's playing anyway? What's Mid-County?
It's like, I don't know, Port Neches or somebody.
Who is it? Okay.
Port Neches and Nederland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's going to win? Nobody knows.
They're all saying
everybody's throwing the fist up and saying the team that they want to win, the high school team they want to win.
Well,
you guys go cheer hard for those 16-year-old boys. They're going to need it tonight.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. I'm glad people are into stuff like that and that you've got something like that, but I'm not. It's not for me. Was it 9-4 now?
9-4.
I need 2 more points. Can you make that happen?
Maybe.
Just 2 more points. That's it. I'll take a push.
Yeah, Aggie already.
Yeah, you let the Aggie score 4 points.
They're in this game now with 4 points.
Oh, man.
That's not what I wanted to see.
Oh.
You're going to be like me now. Fred knows doing the show with me during college basketball season is difficult because I'm watching scores all throughout the game. And when we get back in studio, I've got TVs going.
It's always, John, can you put this on the TV? And it's some Old Dominion game or something.
Old Dominion. Offensively. Don't disrespect Old Dominion.
Butler.
Come on.
I know you make some Butler bets during the season. But, it's funny to watch because we'll have these obscure college basketball games on. And he's like, I need him to cover 11.5. Okay. But
damn, that's the best Miller Lite I've ever had, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Yeah, solid. Mm.
High school football in TX, bro. But
I know.
Good for you. Enjoy it.
Like, listen, Fred and I both played high school football in TX. It's cool when you're in high school, but then, like, when you're a grown-up, it's a little bit weird, I'm saying.
Unless your kid is playing.
If your kid's playing, okay. That's a different thing.
Yeah.
How
your brother?
You're talking about your third cousin? Like, nieces and nephews? Nieces, that'd be crazy. If your niece. Man. I might be interested to see that. If your nephew plays, I'll accept it. But if you start going to every game, you're the creepy uncle. Like, that's too much. Yeah. Okay. Good.
They look so much older.
That's not an excuse.
That's a Kevin Spacey excuse.
I think that's that Alabama senator's excuse. Like, oh, all those girls look like they were at least 17, which is the age of consent. Big deal.
In Alabama, isn't it like 13?
I don't know.
Hey, that's what I would have thought.
But that was like
maybe that's Arkansas. I get confused.
One of the guys in Alabama came out and said, listen, of those 4 girls he molested, only one of them was under the legal age of consent. So it's not that bad. It's not like all four of them were under 17. Only one was 14. The rest were all 17. So he's not the monster you're making him out to be. Hmm. And then they got into the Mary and Joseph. Mary was underage, but then like you forget that like the whole Bible story is Joseph didn't have to sexually assault Mary. It just sort of happened immaculately. So that's why Joseph never got in trouble with the law and was able to run for Senate successfully later on in life. Hmm. A lot of people miss that story. It's in Deuteronomy.
Is it?
I don't know. Maybe I made that up.
Ezekiel. How much money and booze to get AJ to watch a soccer match with me at 6 a.m. from Soccer Bilal?
Oh, I don't do that. On a Saturday? That's the problem with soccer. Soccer's really dumb because they play all their sports Saturday morning at 6 a.m.
Or Sunday morning.
Or either one. Who's waking up that early after a Friday or a Saturday night?
Soccer guy.
That's insane.
Well,
you? Oh, dreadlock black guy is soccer guy. There is no way I saw that coming.
It's because you don't watch soccer. There's a lot of dreadlock black guys in soccer.
Yeah.
You just gotta see if you watch the games. You know that.
I guess so. Well, bald white guy sleeps in on Saturdays because he's hungover from Friday night. I don't watch.
Well, it would be a good if you were. Like, still drunk from the night before.
I'll tell you this.
Sometimes I like to go day drink, but I don't do it until, like, 11 or 12, but I'm still drunk from the night before. That might be a time to do it, to go watch soccer.
My pet peeve is I'm up late watching Pac-12 football, and then they got that damn Sunday London game, and I got to wake up at 9 o'clock to watch football. My alarm goes off at, like, 8:50. I'm like, ugh. What? It just feels like, you know, it might as well be 4 a.m. It's just crazy.
Now, see, during the week, when I first get up, it's always my first thought is, okay, what can I accomplish today? And then my second thought is, God, how much did I have to drink last night that I can't find my underwear?
You always wake up early, though. You're an early riser.
It's weird. I never was before. Because I worked nights for years, I was always a night person. Now I'm like up 5:30 every morning.
Yeah, not
even
me.
Even if I'm totally trashed from the night before, I'm still up at 5:30. And you can bet on that. You know where you can bet on it?
Where, Fred?
My bookie. And as a matter of fact, that's where I got in my wager that AJ gave me on college basketball. And if you want to make some holiday cash, this is the place to do it, my bookie. And it's a place to score serious cash on your betting. Believe it or not, holidays are just around the corner. You're already seeing Christmas commercials all over the place, right? So you're going to be going to parties, you're going to have to get gifts, and you're going to have to spend money. Well, best way to do that is win some money, right? So get on my bookie. There's plenty of football, basketball, hockey, everything. All available. Horse racing. They got a great race book on there. And play like the pros on game day. Money line, side, total. They got you covered on everything. Most importantly, super fast payouts when you win. And where you bet is just as important on what you're betting on. This is the only site I use now. And if you want to make money, you got to go to mybookie.ag. They're the only site that I would recommend. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. Check them out for yourself. Odds on everything, a mobile site that makes wagering on your smartphone a breeze. There's even entertainment stuff you can bet on. That's right. It's all on MyBookie. Join now. MyBookie's going to match your initial deposit with up to a 50% bonus. How about that? 50% in free money. Use promo code FRED to activate that offer. That's promo code FRED. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. Still some space if you want to get out here and get your drink on. $12 for buckets of Miller Lite. And it's 5:30 on Friday. You know what that means. Time for the gambling genius of the universe. You can follow him on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. RJ Bell joins us. What's going on, RJ?
You're making me thirsty. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
you should be out here. See, you need to make a road trip to Houston and come to us with one of these on one of these appearances. I think the people would love it.
Yeah, RJ, we always go visit you. How come you never visit us?
That's self-evident. But I will say this. I'm in bed. You know, you should see the friends I got. You know, when I lived in Columbus, Ohio, no one came to visit, right? 19 years in Vegas. It's like, hey, let's spend Thanksgiving, you know, with you. It's like, okay. But I think I mentioned to you guys, my best buddy was at Houston for a couple years at the university on the football side. So I went down two different weeks I spent. He lived in League City. We went in and out. Good time. A lot of driving, but a good time down in Houston.
Yeah, that's all we do around here is drive, basically. But
and hey, I love the crawfish boils. Oh, mm.
Oh yes,
yeah, that's a big thing here. So,
rightfully hey, so.
Let's jump into the games because I find this very interesting, the line movement on the Giants game that opened at +1, and now the Giants are -3. Are the sharps all over this one? Is that what caused this move?
Yeah, a lot of money, a lot of sharp money on the Giants. I think it's more about fading the 49ers. It's not so much Giants love. And as you mentioned, 49ers opened up as the favorite in this game. I think we just haven't properly appreciated the drop from Hoyer to the current 49ers quarterback. And, I mean, a new thing I've really started thinking about, guys, is asking a very specific question. Is this team's quarterback competent? Now, what's competent? Well, there's some subjectivity to that. But could you imagine them throwing for 300 yards in a semi-effective fashion, right? Not 60 throws or whatever. And to me, there's probably 7, 8, 9 teams, you know, maybe closer to 7 or 8, that don't have a competent quarterback. And to me, it feels like even though you feel like, well, you're getting value if you play those teams. I mean, let's look at the Packers on Monday night. I could sit here and talk till I'm blue that line should have been pick 'em, you know, and we were getting points, or maybe we should have been laying 1 with the Pack. But watching that game, did any of that really matter? Huntley was just so bad, he was not competent. And I think the 49ers don't have a competent quarterback. And whatever you want to say about Eli, he's competent. And I think that's some of the reason here, fading the 49ers quarterback. But also I think we've gotten a cue from Shanahan. He doesn't care about this year. If anything, play hard. But if we get the first or second pick, all the better. Because if he cared about this year, wouldn't he rush Jimmy G? You know, I'm not saying this week, but I'm hearing he might not play for weeks and weeks and weeks. So to me, that plus the injuries on the 49ers, I think all signs point the 49ers are going to play hard, but they're not doing everything they can to win the games.
RJ, I want to ask you about this Bills-Saints game because I've come around that I really like the Bills in this one. Obviously, the weather probably not going to be an issue, but still Saints on the road outside, and I think the Bills are certainly better than they showed against the Jets. What are your thoughts on that one?
I lean Saints. At 2.5, I like, you know, I borderline would bet the Saints, but, you know, a lot of threes are showing now. And I think Saints become defensible at 3. Oh, I'm sorry, check that. The Bills become defensible at 3, but here's why I don't like them. First, you know, one of my favorite sayings, every spread tells a story. This spread is telling us, with the Saints favored by 3, of extensive disrespect, significant disrespect for the Bills. If this game were in New Orleans, the line would be 9. Now, the Bills have a good record. They'd be a 9-point dog. Why? Well, 1, their turnover margin, +11. Now, the uninitiated listener might say, wait a minute, that's a good number, right? Yeah, it's too good. When you have such an extreme turnover margin and there's such an element of luck in turnovers, we can debate, is it 75%, is it 80%, I don't know. But it's a big percentage, and turnovers so dictate who wins or loses these games that when you have such a big turnover margin, it's likely you're overrated because it's so going to affect the scoreboard. And then you look at strength of schedule. The Saints strength of schedule, number 29. You look at them at home, 4-0. That sounds great, right? But the home, the road teams, the Bills beat at home, 3-14 straight up on the road this year. Looking at yards per play, the Bills are number 27. I mean, what number there, Fred, other than their record, 29th strength of schedule, playing opponents that are 3-14 on the road. Now, I get it. Those 4-0, that looks good. But now net yards per play, 27. And the Saints, by the way, only three teams in the league are better than the Saints net yards per play. So I respect the Bills grinding out wins and winning however they have to. I just don't think that's sustainable. And I think the Saints team, I mean, if you start in week three, they started 0-2. Let's accept that. Week three on, yardage-wise, Saints have the second-best defense in the NFL. And they run the ball based on Football Outsiders better than throw. So when Drew Brees is your third-best thing, that's a pretty good team.
RJ, one of the teams that I'm interested in the second half is the Chargers. I think right now, if it weren't for the kicker who they fired, they'd be 5-3 right now, and their losses would be to the Chiefs, Eagles, and Patriots. And people would say, well, hell, maybe the Chargers are a pretty good team. They've got a strong quarterback. They're at Jacksonville. They're getting 3.5. And I don't look at San Diego's home road price the same way I do other teams because I don't think they have a home edge. So I actually almost think it's better for them when they're on the road. What are your thoughts on the Chargers this week and really going forward? Do you think Chargers are maybe a team that's a little bit undervalued?
Yes, and I also think that was a very sophisticated question. So let's kind of unpack some of the things you talked about.
I'm a sophisticated man, RJ.
Well, I know that to not be true, but that question, very sophisticated. So let's talk about home field. So every team has the advantage of home field, and let's take the Chargers as a potential exception. So if you say in half your games, you're going to lack an advantage that everyone else has, or you're going to have that advantage be only a small portion of what it should be. And I think that's fair to say with the Chargers, that's the case. It's going to affect every aspect of the team, home or away. Because when you look at their stats are going to be blended. It's going to be the home and road stats. So the stats aren't going to be as good as they should be because they lack that home advantage in half their games. And their record's not going to be what it should be because they lack that home advantage. And then you add in with the Chargers that when they're on the road, it's almost a relief because of the stress of seeing the opponent have half the fans at your stadium playing in a place you don't like to play, a soccer stadium. I think it's almost a relief. And here's the numbers that back it up. 6-2 against the spread if you simply bet the road team in Charger games. And one of those losses was by a half a point with a crazy safety against the Pats, or it'd be 7-1. So I agree Chargers on the road are a good place to look. You can't play them at home, or at least it's hard to get value because I don't think the market is properly accounting for how insufficient, how much of a deficit there is at home for the Chargers when it comes to any type of advantage. One other thing, and this is, I love this segment because we get to deep dive. You guys have trained your audience to want this sophisticated stuff. I would make the following case, and I'll ask the question and let you guys answer it. I think unequivocally that the Jags up 10, so whenever they're in a situation, they're up double digits, are one of the best teams in the NFL. Why? Because they run the ball as well as anyone or exceptionally well, and they defend the pass, I think, as well as anyone in 5 years. If you look at the quarterback rating of the opponent against Jacksonville and you look at the sack percentage, they have the best sack percentage in 7 years on dropbacks. If they're up 10 and they can run the ball and they know you're throwing most of the time and they can pin back their ears, I think the Jags are one of the best teams in the NFL, if not the best in that situation. But here's my question. If they're down 10 and Blake Bortles is thrown from behind, I think they're somewhere in the 20s at that point, where the Patriots are probably equally good up 10 or down 10, or maybe even better down 10 relative to the rest of the league now, right? Obviously, they'd rather be up 10. But I think the Pats are better down 10 because they can throw so effectively, and Brady is Brady. And we saw it in the Super Bowl, obviously. Where do you put the Jags if the Jags are down 10, 1-32 in the NFL?
They're near the bottom because I don't want Blake Bortles. If Blake Bortles has to be the offense, they're going to lose. And that's why they've had so much success this year, getting out in front and not letting Blake Bortles ruin them.
Agreed. So here would be my quick last point. I don't think you bet the Jags before a game starts, any game, if you like the Jags. I think or if you don't. Because if they get up, they're going to grind you down, baby. I mean, they are. So what I would say is watch the game, and if they get up 10, bet on them in-game or at halftime based on if you have in-game options. Or if they get down 10, bet against them in-game or at halftime. And to me, you're going to be so much better off.
RJ, I want to ask you about this. You mentioned the Patriots. 7.5-point favorites at Denver. It just seems like they're begging you to bet on the Pats, and so far most of the money is going on them. And what are your thoughts on that game?
Now, are you going to make me bring out my own soundboard after that amazing? No, I just got to do it. Hold on. RJ, here's the response. This is Fred now. I'll be Fred. RJ? There it is. See, Fred, you're making me use a soundboard. I mean, that's not right. I'm your co-host.
Well, when we're doing our Tuesday show, which you can now hear on Sunday mornings, by the way, on the SB Nation Network, we have more time to go into that. I'm trying to get our listeners as much info as possible.
You're saying it's saying, wow, RJ, that's what makes you special. That saying that would take too long.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Fair enough.
That was really good. But we also kind of talked about that the other night, and I praised you for it then. So now you're asking me to praise you twice. So there you go.
No, it was a little more sophisticated this time. Now, so what was your next question? Which game?
Patriots. It seems like they're begging you to bet on the Patriots. Yeah, with 90% of the money here.
Here's the thing about this game. I can't play the Broncos. They don't have a competent quarterback. And to me, I thought Osweiler, and hey, totally lost this, and I feel it in my pocketbook. I bet the Broncos. I thought it was an all-in game last week. I felt, you know, where if they lose this game, it's going to be hard to make the playoffs. I felt like the Eagles were high, expensive, you know, at the high point of the year. And the Broncos just can't score. All right, it doesn't matter if it's a weak-armed Simeon due to injury, if it's Osweiler, the heist, as some call him, Lombardi does. So now the question is, can I bet the Pats? Here's why I can't bet the Pats. If you look at the scoreboard, 17 points or less, 4 straight games, they've given up. That's great, right? But if you look at the yards per play, they're still number 32 in the NFL on defense, the worst. So I think they've done well in the red zone, but I don't think whenever your big number stats say one thing and the scoreboard says another, trust most of the time the stats are right. So I think the Pats defense isn't near as good as they seem now, and thus I think they're a little overrated. I don't like to lay over a touchdown, so I'm passing the game.
That was really good stuff, RJ.
That was very sophisticated.
Yeah. Very sophisticated of you.
Were you guys right passing notes to say, hey, let's somehow try to lambast him here? Come on. Imagine, hey, you know, what happens if I went on strike next week? What would happen? Just ponder that. Ponder that when you get all sassy.
Is that a threat? Are you threatening us?
I think he is.
Absolutely.
I think he is. Son of a bitch.
Absolutely. You know how much your competitor wants me, right?
No, I don't even know who our competitor is.
I don't either, but I know one of them wants me over there. Good friend of mine.
Yeah, well, but cheating on us. What a scumbag.
But I would never do that. No, I don't. I don't go. No, baby. Only with you guys in Houston. Only.
Okay. But you do his national show.
Oh, yeah. You want me not to do a national show? How crazy would that
no,
be?
No, I want you to do it. I just want you to never mention Houston when you do it.
I don't.
And I want you to actually
anything,
tell him. I actually want you
anything,
to tell him I would never do your show in Houston.
Until I finally get sick of AJ.
then it's fair game. Yeah.
Which we all get sick of AJ at some point. So
everyone,
he,
that's my wife.
But he knows it. So the fact he admits that makes it okay.
Yeah, it's like Louis C.K. He admitted he did it. So
listen.
Yeah, there you go. Makes it all
fun. Something I do.
Well, that's a whole other comp. Man, I tell you this. That one kind of depressed me. I mean, obviously there's the people that suffered and all that, but to me, not only was his art, or, you know, let's not talk past tense here, isn't his art, I think, wonderful, but if you listen to him on the, you know, he's been on so many pods and stuff, like, he is so, you know, self, I guess, he examines himself so much artistically. Now, you know, and that's how he's evolved in such an amazing way. Now, obviously, in some ways, he wasn't so self-critical, right? So, but to me, that was a little depressing.
Yeah, and I don't think we're done with these, man. I think people start, we're going to have a bunch more. Hey, let me ask you about one more game before we let you go. Falcons and Cowboys, a lot of the money going here on the Cowboys, who are getting three at Atlanta. There's also some injury problems for the Cowboys. Did Zeke Elliott move anything when it was announced he wasn't going to play?
Yeah, I mean, Zeke's worth about a point. I mean, it's a point, but that's it, right? So quarterbacks are worth, you know, a guy like Deshaun Watson worth 7 or so points. A guy literally who the coach chose not to start 2 months ago is one of the 10 most valuable players in the NFL because he's a quarterback and he played, you know, he's a really good quarterback, it seems. So to me, Zeke is worth a point. I do like the Falcons here. Here's why. I think Zeke probably would have been worth a smidge more against the Falcons because they've given up over 135 yards per game rushing 3 of the last 4 games. And I thought Dallas could have exploited that. But this is the perfect example, the Falcons, of a team whose stats are better than their scoreboard. And like we said, we tend to move towards the stats as being the truth. And here's the stats. Net yards per play, number 1 in the NFL. The best team in the NFL by that metric, the Falcons. And what is that net yards per play? 1.1 yards to the positive. Last year, the Falcons made the Super Bowl. They were plus 1.1 yards. So literally over hundreds and hundreds, and last year, 1,000-plus plays, the Falcons are the same team this year than last year. The difference, red zone, turnovers, inopportune times, doing this or that. Now, eventually, a team might start to feel like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Oh, we're not as good, and they lose their confidence. But if you just look on a per-play basis, this Falcons team is as good as the Super Bowl team last year. That's why they were a 3-point favorite at Carolina last week. Think about that. A 3-point favorite at Carolina. Obviously, they didn't cover, though. So they're a 3-point favorite now hosting Dallas, saying they're even teams. I think Atlanta playing 3 straight road games, and now they're home. It's a big game. It's a must-win game, borderline. I think the crowd's going to be rocking in the new venue. I would lean towards the Falcons.
All right, that's RJ Bell. Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. Make sure you check out our show on the SB Nation Network. It'll be on at 10 a.m. Sunday. Always great stuff, RJ. Always a pleasure. Look forward to talking to you.
Real quick, Fred, is that 10 a.m. Central time?
10 a.m. Central, so 8 a.m. Pacific.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a good one, man. That's RJ Bell. So if that didn't get you excited.
Yeah, if that doesn't get you wood,
then Summerwood can. And you're not going to be spending $60 for that blue pill either. In fact, you can use that to go buy beer and steak, take your lady out, because at Summerwood, you're getting the same thing, sildenafil, same active ingredient for a fraction of the price, sometimes less than $10 for the bill. You don't want to pay $60 for a Viagra. That's just wrong. Summerwood Pharmacy, based right here in Houston, has a better solution for your performance needs at a fraction of the cost. And you can get a prescription mailed to an address you choose for free. Next day delivery. All you have to do is make the call, 281-225-4300. That's 281-225-4300. And if you've already got a prescription, just go to your doctor and say, hey, I want to switch it over to Summerwood. You can go to myedrx.com. That's myedrx.com. Or make that call. And the cool thing is, if you think you have issues and you want to go deal with it, well, go see your doctor about it and just tell him, hey, man, I want to do business with a local company, and ask your doctor about sildenafil. He'll tell you all about it. You need more information? Go watch the video on their website, man. They make it really easy for you. Just go to myedrx.com. That's myedrx.com, or give them a call, 281-225-4300. That's Summerwood Pharmacy.
Your stairway lies on the whispering wind.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.